Hey, babe. I forgot to tell you. My parents invited my cousin Jan to the barbecue this weekend. I know. I told my mom to stop inviting people. But I'm going to be gone for 6 months, so I guess everyone wants to see me off. Believe me, I'd much rather it just be close family and friends. Hey, is everything okay? Baby, I know you. What's wrong? You know you can tell me anything. Tell me what's going on. Oh, sweetheart. Come here. Yes, I'm going to be gone for 6 months, but I'm going to be thinking of you every day. Not to mention talking to you every day. You're not going to lose me, baby. I'm yours. Forever. Okay, we clearly need a more intensive intervention. Come here. Nope, come here. It's cuddle time. Nope, can't refuse. Mandatory cuddle time. Here, put your head on my lap. Yes, put your head on my lap, and I'll run my fingers through your hair just how you like it. Baby, you know that's what you need. There. That's my good angel. Do you want a blanket? Yeah, let's get a blanket and get really snug. There. You comfy? Good. Now just be a good angel for me and relax. Let me stroke your hair and just spend time loving you. There. Deep breaths. That's right. Now, what's this about you worrying that I'm going to leave you? I'm going to be in another country for 6 months, yes. But it's for work. I'm not going to have some huge adventure. Well, of course it will be fun, but it'll also be hard. I don't want to leave you either, baby. No, of course not. I mean, I'm excited to see another country and to travel and learn about another culture, but I hate that I can't do it with you. So yes, I'll be doing fun and different things, but I won't be sharing them with you. I hate when I can't share experiences with you. Yes, really. Because it's not as fun when I can't share it with you. I kind of love you, if you didn't already know that. I don't want you to think I'm minimizing your fear, though, okay? I can understand why you might feel jealous that I'm going to be doing something so different and exciting without you. Sure, I would probably feel jealous of you, too, if you were going to be doing something cool without me. Meeting new people, seeing new things. I can imagine fearing that you might think I'm boring compared to all the new and exciting things you're doing. I can see myself becoming irrationally insecure that you would then want to leave me. Exactly, my love. You wouldn't leave me if the roles were reversed. And I'm not going to leave you, okay? Okay. Remember the first time I picked you up from the airport? It was early in our relationship, and I was freaking out, thinking this was a big milestone, an airport pickup. Did I ever tell you I changed my outfit like 3 times for a freaking airport pickup? For some reason, that was important at the time. I was so nervous. Well, I was excited, but it was also mixed with nerves. I guess because an airport pickup seemed like an important task. So I didn't want to disappoint you. I know, right? I was neurotic back then. Well, more neurotic. And for some reason, even though I'm such a thorough and precise person, I decided I didn't need to bring your flight information because I could remember it on my own. And technically that was true. It's just that I remembered the wrong flight information. I remember when the flight landed and you didn't come off the plane, I started to get worried. Were you okay? Did you miss your flight? Did you pass out somewhere? Nope, You were never on that plane. Once I checked my phone and realized what your actual flight information was, I booked it across the airport. Seriously, I'm surprised security didn't stop me thinking I was a suspicious person or something. When I got to your gate, the plane had just landed. It was a little late due to weather. And you had no idea all the stress I'd gone through. I know, I'm a pretty good actress, huh? I just played it off like I was so with it and together. Nothing freaks me out. Yeah, now you know better. I'm gonna miss this for sure. This, cuddling with you, stroking your hair, feeling you close to me, smelling you. Yeah, I'm gonna have to steal your pillowcase or something. My sweet angel. You getting sleepy? That's okay, my love. Close your eyes. We don't have anything to do right now. Yeah. Let me hold you and stroke your hair and just help you fall asleep. What? You want me to sing you a song? Oh man, you're really laying it on thick, huh? Okay, but only because I love you. Now close your eyes. Good angel. I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire. And that one is you, no other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you'd feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of, believe me. I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start the flame in your heart.